Marketing Showcase in Newcastle, and I'm speaking to
John Mowat from Hurricane.
And we are talking all things AI, and we're going to talk about ethics in AI, aren't we?
We are.
I think it's a really interesting conversation around ethics whenever you get into AI, and there was obviously discussion around plagiarism and the fact that it sort of sucks up things from everywhere. But for me as a video maker, we've used things that aren't real in videos for years and years and years. As soon as you light something, it's not real. You know, we've used 3D CGI to pretend things are there. But now we're in a very different position where we can pretend that entirely fictional human beings are real people. And I think, for me, that's kind of the line. I'm happy to use AI. We're happy to use the AI to illustrate things, whether that's, oh, this is a sunset or here's a product. But as soon as you're putting a fake person there, I think that kind of crosses the line. And that's not from necessarily from a big ethical standpoint, but I think as a brand, if somebody feels they're being talked to by a real person, it has to be a real person. And I think you're making a mistake by going, oh, we can get one of these fake AIs to retype in a script and just record a human. And it's just, it doesn't ring true, and it just isn't real, and I think it should be avoided.
Do you think people will have less trust for businesses if they're using AI like you've just talked about?
Yeah, that is fundamentally the thing. It's like, well, I can't even trust you to do a real interview. The whole reason that human beings like watching videos of other humans is because we can trust a real person talking. Oh, it's a real person's testimonial. Oh, okay, this person has obviously put themselves at some kind of risk and practice, and they've pushed themselves out there to say this thing, so they must believe it. Whereas if it's just banged out in AI, suddenly it loses all of its credibility, and it sort of undermines itself before it's even started.
Do you think that it'll do a 360 turn and it'll get too involved in AI so much that we'll desperately want the human connection there?
I'd like to think so. I think there's definitely going to be an aversion to it. I think we'll find a nice settle thing. We'll find somewhere that settles right. But I think the fact that you can train AIs now to be very similar to you, and therefore, you know, you can have your own avatar that kind of speaks like you and you write it, it's going to be here, but I still think people will want the real thing as much as possible.
Okay, so do you use AI in your videos? And if so, how much?
We use AI to generate some things. So, for example, instead of some stock footage, we might say create a piece of dew on a leaf or something like that. We have done that, but we've not done anything where we've replicated people. Firstly, because it's not particularly great at the moment, but secondly, I think it sort of stretches over the line. The one bit we are using AI for is if we're doing something where somebody is reading an auto cue, or if they're looking off camera, you can actually get a plug-in which makes the eyes look down the lens of the camera, so it makes it really convincing. But those are small tweaks. We've not done anything, and we wouldn't do anything where there's a complete fake human, because I just don't think it does anyone any favours.
No. How do we find out more about Hurricane Social, please, John?
You can come to hurricanesocial.com, you can go to hurricanemedia.co.uk, or you can look up my book, Video Marketing, which is on Amazon.
Well, fantastic. I will. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.